This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's been a tough year for college sports, but amid the cancellations and COVID-19 tests, the University of Wisconsin-Madison women's hockey team is right back where it wants to be, the Frozen Four. They face Ohio State in the national semifinals tonight. Megan Hart has more.
2 years ago, the Wisconsin Badgers were celebrating their national title in women's hockey.
Here they come! It's a national championship for Wisconsin!
But the Badgers haven't had the chance to defend it until now. Last year, Wisconsin was set to host Clarkson in the NCAA tournament for a sold-out quarterfinal matchup at Lebon Arena. It was scheduled for March 14th, right around the time the world turned upside down. Head coach Mark Johnson recalls getting the call. The game was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic.
You know, the NCAA had made their decision and our game was going to be off. And, you know, the elevator ride down and the short walk into the locker room, knowing I was going to face my team, and the news that I had was not going to be good. It was a very dark day.
The end of the women's college hockey season was just 12 days away. Senior standouts like goalie Kristen Campbell didn't get the chance to repeat as champions. Johnson says tears were shed. The players and coaches who were in the locker room that day aren't taking this postseason for granted.
We appreciate it because, the whole season and since a year ago, we live on a daily basis. What's going to happen today, and can we get through today, and what's going to happen tomorrow?
Senior defender Grace Bowlby says it sucked when last season was cut short, but she's feeling confident about the team as it heads into the final days of this season.
We have another chance to kind of redeem ourselves. You know, the girls that were on the team last year, redeem ourselves from last year and last season, and kind of do it for the girls that didn't get to come back and play, too.
It wasn't always a foregone conclusion the Badgers would end up here. They're perennial favorites, but this season was unlike any other. Johnson compared the long offseason to the film Groundhog Day. Wisconsin went from selling out every home game to playing in empty arenas. The Badgers missed the whole month of December due to COVID-19 and injuries. Forward Daryl Watts says the fall semester was especially strange.
There was a lot of noise outside of hockey, and I mean, there still is, but there was more so back then.
Despite the challenges they've faced this season, the Badgers are back in a familiar spot. Wisconsin has reached 12 Frozen Fours in the last 15 years, more than any other team. This year's entire NCAA women's hockey tournament is taking place in Erie, Pennsylvania. The Badgers are the number 2 seed behind Northeastern. They beat Providence 3-0 in the quarterfinals on Tuesday.
A score by Sophie Shirley.
Junior Sophie Shirley scored 2 goals. The goalie for Providence made 41 saves just trying to keep her team in the game. Captain Brett Pettit says it feels good to be back in the Frozen Four.
It's been a crazy year, and after last year not having the chance to do this, it definitely makes you a little more hungry. So I'm excited for the freshmen coming in and the sophomores, I guess, too, that didn't get to experience it yet. So, I'm very excited, and I think our team has worked really hard for this.
The Badgers have been on a roll. They played 2 games against Minnesota Duluth, winning the second in overtime to clinch the regular season conference title. They played Ohio State in the finals of the conference tournament, pumping themselves up before the game. They won that one in overtime. Watts, a senior, says she feels like she's at a high point of her hockey career, and it's been an impressive one. She won the Patty Kazmaier Award back in 2018 as a freshman at Boston College. It's like the Heisman Trophy for women's hockey. The award ceremony usually takes place amid Frozen Four festivities. Watts says it was bittersweet since her team didn't make it that far in the tournament.
I've always said this, a national championship is far more important to me than a Patty Kaz Award.
Watts transferred from BC to Wisconsin. She says she's grateful for how things have turned out. She's a finalist for the Patty Kaz again this year, and the Badgers are still in the running for their 6th national title, which would tie Minnesota's record. Wisconsin's semifinal against Ohio State airs tonight on ESPNU. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.